to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. They are free. You can actually control the content of the site. You can submit different items to the website, and then those items will be appearing on the upcoming stories page. So they must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted from the upcoming stories page to make it to the front page and the top of the website. So you can go and get interactive. Maybe you found something online that you think's interesting, something you want to share with other Free Talk Live listeners and the host of the show. You may submit it, and then it might end up on the front page of the site. Again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ademo.
And Ademo joining us from copblock.org, which should be obvious given your apparel tonight. You are wearing the copblock hat and the copblock hoodie.
I am decked out tonight, yes.
And it's appropriate because moments before the show started, Derek J. Freeman, formerly co-host of this program, and hope to have him back someday, is on his exile tour. And part of that exile tour is that he's living down in D.C. doing some interning on the Adam versus the Man show. But he just updated his Facebook page saying that his blog, livefreerdance.com, got a quarter of its all-time views just today. And he posted the link to what happened as to why that has occurred. And it's a link to a thread on Reddit. The thread is entitled, "We've seen lots of bad cops treating citizens poorly. Here's some bad citizens treating a good cop poorly." And then it's a link to a video that was posted on the Cop Block YouTube channel.
Yeah, I see it here, and it has gotten a spike in over the last couple of weeks. And it's amazing to see it come from one thread.
Now, was it, I guess...
It's like a little over a week, I think, is the big spike here.
So over the last week, this thing has shot up. I mean, what's... You guys have had some pretty popular videos on CopBlock, but this was number three. This is now number three.
Third, yeah. So it has taken quite a jump. I mean, a lot of them.
Describe the video for folks. I'm going to post a link to this this Reddit page on our Facebook and Twitter so folks can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, so this is on CopBlock's YouTube channel. The title's Traffic Cop Opens My Door. And this, I forget where we were coming back from. I think it was the Plymouth gun thing with Brad Jardis, right?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, maybe that was like, it was a different stop that we went down to Manchester for some reason. I think
yeah,
it
we
dropped
some
court papers off.
Exactly. We had to, I had to drop some court papers off for the Chalking 8 arrest. But on the way out of Manchester, we were pulled over. A cop did a U-turn right there on the main drag of Elm Street and pulled us over into this, I forgot what kind of office building that was there, but he pulls up in behind
us. It's actually a state building of some sort.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and,
like a county or a city building.
Right, so he comes up, and we weren't sure what the thing was, because he comes up with kind of an attitude saying, like, "Didn't you see me?" Because he was, like, behind us at that road before the stop-and-go light for a minute. And we're like, "I don't know." And we come to find out that it's all about an inspection sticker, you know, not like you almost ran some woman off the road or endangered somebody's life.
Right.
But he's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, you don't have, you know, the state approval sticker to drive your own car."
And they always pull people over for this.
It's got to be a moneymaker for them because you're it's been a thing in the paper, and they talk about how some folks will go to other states or like the neighboring states, Vermont, and they've set up, you know, stings like to sit outside of people's houses and see how many cars you have from which state and like cite you for, you know, living permanently in New Hampshire but registering your cars in Vermont. Anyways, that's what this cop's thing was, and so he... You know, it was kind of getting the attitude, and Derek didn't roll down the window right away. Basically, we're not, you know, Derek wasn't jumping to every one of his commands and, you know, being what we call a cop sucker.
Which is what the commenters here, the Reddit thread, really seem to want. They're bothered by the activist's response, and you and I were both in that car, bothered by our, you know, unwillingness to just, as you say, suck the cop and
right.
do whatever it is he demands of us and be completely subservient to him.
Yeah, so it seems that people on the Reddit and YouTube are like, "Well, this cop was being very nice. Like, oh, so he said, please remove your wallet and give me $100.
Right.
You know, that you're supposed to have some sympathy for him. I mean, not that, I don't think Derek was being, like, downright nasty, and none of us, I was filming it. I kind of stayed just to that role of being filmed. I know you had notified the officer that he was being recorded.
That's right.
And I think you were streaming with Quick.
I believe I was at the time, yeah.
Right. And so there was nobody that was like, hey, buddy, listen here, we're filming. Why don't you back up? Or, like, being lippy. I mean,
I think, you know, there was certainly maybe some lip once he opened Derek's door.
But it was justifiable, right?
Right. Well, yeah. I think it was.
Oh, right. That's what... I was a little surprised by that. That's only the second time I've seen that happen, and both are with Derek.
With Derek, yeah.
Yeah, because the other one I wasn't with, but the video.
The other one was
shot
early morning at the courthouse, which I think a little bit of that appears in Derek J's victimless crime spree. And actually, the scene that we're talking about here, and I did link to it over it, so if you're on our Facebook or Twitter, you can link over to the Reddit thread, and then they link to the video. But the video in this thread that is we're discussing actually appears, audio from it appears in the Derek J victimless crime spree trailer. But and video from it appears in that trailer, but it actually doesn't appear in the film. It's one of those things where you see the trailer and you're like, oh, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And then you watch the movie and it doesn't even show up in there.
They have people who have jobs like that are supposed to check like the facts of like videos and stuff. You ever hear
it's
that?
Just one of those things where you cut the trailer before the final edit of the film and it's just something that hit the cutting room floor.
Right.
So that video will be on the DVD, as I understand it, which is in production, the director's cut edition of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. But it's just, you know, when you look at threads like this, it can be disheartening. I mean, just the sheer amount. I mean, we're talking about a thread with 811 comments, and this thread was submitted only 10 hours ago. So
yeah,
it has,
I don't know about the spike in comments, but even the YouTube has 5,600 and some comments, so that's
wow.
A little abnormal as well. I mean, the YouTubers are normally always negative.
They're usually nasty on YouTube,
For the most part, but this is just, whew. You know?
It's pretty heavy, and it makes you, you know, when you look at this, you really just realize where you're at
in
the world.
We should just, though, shoot a video the next time we are stopped where we're just, like, overly nice to the police. Like, oh, well, thank you, sir, for stopping me. Like, I don't know, just to, like, you know, one time I called the state police just because people have suggested it so much. I mean, I knew the tactic would probably fail, but
mm-hmm.
Let's just, you know, be really nice. And if we get a ticket, then we can just bomb the Reddit readers and commenters and, you know, and be like, look, we're really nice, and they still
gave
our money.
Me a ticket.
They still
yeah.
gave us a ticket.
I don't even know if he got a ticket on that day. Did he? I think he did.
Yeah, he got, like, whatever it was to prove you get inspection by X, because he had just moved here, so his,
right.
Like, he probably could have gotten out of a ticket stating that, like, I'm not from your state, you know, back off.
You know, I wonder how many of these people are, what do they feel when the cops pull them over? I mean, because when you look at these comments here, it's just one cop-loving comment after another, and how do they feel? I mean, at the moment that those blue and red lights turn on behind you, do they feel joy when that happens?
No, they probably, I mean, I've never met anybody that I've asked, how do you feel when a cop's behind you that hasn't answered nervous, scared,
right, intimidated.
I pat
sure.
myself down. I
yeah.
look at my dashboard. How fast was I going?
Is it
so
just?
I don't know
it,
where these people are. I've
but is it a
them.
Demo that we just don't run in these circles? I mean, are we just not connecting at all with anybody who would talk this way?
You know, I think that it's kind of like, the, you know, I was in jail with folks who would say that, you know, drugs should be illegal, and I'd be like, you're here for
drugs.
Selling drugs.
Right.
Like, I thought you'd, you know, might want to.
I think you might get that one.
I have that opinion.
Yeah.
But, but they would tell you got to treat the police the right way, you know? So they would still tell me, how do you feel when a police officer is behind you? They're like, oh, I'm nervous. I wonder what I got. But you should treat the guy, you know, they're just doing their job. You're like, I don't know how many criminals. I heard criminals.
It's
and I say that. You know, their terminology, but individuals in jail who are not criminals but thought they were say, oh, they're just doing their job. Like, I mean, I'm down for forgiveness, but...
Sure, and me too, but it's
more ignorant.
And right, and I'm not angry at the police. I forgive them, and I, you know, I get that they feel like they have a job to do. I think they're doing the wrong thing as part of their job. I hope that someday they'll stop. But ultimately, it's going to take people wanting them to stop. And as long as people are of this kind of this institutionalized attitude, which is really what I see happening here, it's, you know, it's a Stockholm syndrome. It's like, you know, the title of this Reddit piece is, we've seen lots of bad cops treating citizens poorly. Then they say, here's some bad citizens for treating a good cop poorly. So it's only apparently when the police are overtly bad is when people will, at least they're recognizing that. So like that title recognizes that some police can behave poorly, but they don't consider the police pulling them over poor behavior. They don't consider the police
raiding their house for drugs,
aggressing against them, stopping them from going where they were going. They weren't, you know, in this case, nobody was in danger. There wasn't any reckless driving going on. It was just an inspection sticker. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. The institutionalization of the people. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go there and And you can see the lady listeners, many of the lady listeners that listen to this program. Dozens of them are there. And if you are a lady listener and would like to be part of the Shrine, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the institutionalization of the people, not just around the world, but also in this country, specifically the reactions that we're seeing to a video on the Cop Block channel. And the YouTube channel is youtube.com/thecopblock.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is currently the number 3 video on your channel. What's number 2, by the way? I'm just curious.
I knew you were going to ask that, so I'm trying to look right now. It is one out of Savannah, Georgia, that a person at Copblock found rather quickly after it happened and ripped it and posted it to our channel. I think it was after St. Patrick's Day where some people were fighting in the middle of the street and cops just came out of the left and right out of nowhere and just started hitting people with batons without asking any questions. So they ended up hitting a girl in the kneecaps and stuff
and
like that.
And number 1?
And the number 1 is one from the Copblock founder in Virginia, Nathan Cox, Army vet, harassed for free speech. He actually drove by a cop with someone, pulled over, and with a bullhorn.
Oh, I remember that story.
Told him to behave, and then he actually ended up having an attorney who helped him file a lawsuit against that. And
I think he won that.
Yeah, $10,000. I mean, it all went to the attorney, but he still went through the whole system in that effect.
So this one's rising pretty quickly, and there are a bunch of people over on Reddit that are just being very nasty, and I have invited the Redditors. I have a Reddit account, so I posted to Reddit, and I have invited them. Hey, if you want to talk about it with 2 of the people who are in the car, we're on the air right now. So we'll see, for the 800-plus comments that have appeared over the last 10 hours, how many of these people are actually willing to get on the air and talk about this.
Yeah, hopefully they're willing to put the keyboard clicking down and dial a punch few keys on the phone and talk.
They're pretty good at talking, trash online. So let's have a real conversation where there's actually some back and forth, and maybe you can, actually talk to somebody who has something to say in return about what actually happened. And that is that this cop was an aggressor in that he pulled over a peaceful person who had not harmed another human being and demanded of him identification, demanded of him money because he didn't have some kind of government sticker on his car. And, of course, the suggestion here is that Derek is the bad guy, the driver in this video, that Derek's the bad guy because he's broken the law. And what do you mean you didn't agree to the law? Because he makes some statement in the video about how, he doesn't recall ever agreeing to these rules. Well, what do you mean you didn't agree? It's the law. Did you agree to not murder anyone?
Then move. Which was funny because one guy in jail had said that to me, and I was like,
"So you should move if you don't like it."
Well, because there's these guys that got brought into our unit that only spoke Spanish. He's like, "Oh, this is America. Speak English." And I was like, "Well, when we came here, they were speaking Indian. So shouldn't they? how does that pan out for us now? I'm like, it's kind of like a losing the argument right there. From the beginning, but." Yeah, so I hear you. I mean, it's like the guys, when I would tell them, this CO's not so bad, they'd say to me, and I'd be like, yeah, he'll kick you 3 times instead of 5 in a day, how does that argument really, pan out? I'd like to hear someone call in and defend the view that you're stating, other than just being like, you guys are dumb, click,
yeah.
Yeah.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. But this... it's really disappointing when you see this sort of attitude. I mean, Ademo, as you said previously, we don't really encounter this, but then again, we don't really go in the circles necessarily of, the average people that might take the cop's side. Do these people really feel good when they get pulled over by the police? Do they get a warm feeling in their heart when the officer writes them a ticket for speeding, when no one was in danger, there was no risk whatsoever, you're just breaking some nonsensical traffic law? People really, like that? Because that's the way you would think from these folks. Oh, as long as the cop's nice to you, then it's fine. Then you should just, bow
what
down.
What happens to them? Are they like, oh, thank you, officer. I was going to the inspection store right now.
Right.
Oh, you caught me on the way. Like, what?
You just made my day, officer.
I will pay this $250 immediately. Can you take it?
With a smile on my face.
Please, please, I don't know. I doubt it.
And I would understand if people like the people like the police for a good reason, like they were out there, you know, catching rapists or murderers or something like that, then I would understand more of what's going on here. But I think people have the fantasy that the police are out there doing these things, when in point of fact, they're just busting people for speeding and arresting pot smokers.
They do, and that's why sometimes when I'm conversating with folks who are police apologetics, like, no matter what, like, you can't, I could show them as many videos of, like, police brutality or, like, other examples of, like, citizens, which, like, I have a story later where a 12-year-old defended her family from a home invasion because she had a firearm. You know, the police weren't around. They were too far away. You know, in fact, she was on the phone with them, like, I'm 12 years old. I'm going to shoot this person if they don't get out of my house.
Seconds count when the police are just minutes away, right?
And so you still tell these people, finally, I just get down to it, and I say, all right, fine. The police are great. You go ahead and pay for them. Do I at least have the freedom not to? You know, this happened with the CO. And a corrections officer, while I was in jail, and he's like, I'm like, hey, man, they're great. The Manchester police are awesome. Go ahead and pay for them. Am I at least, is this country still free enough to allow me the choice to not pay them? You know? And
Nope. You go into a cage, or you'll lose your home.
Nope, because they're doing the best, and because I say so, you have to pay whether you like it or not. Like, you know, the concept of, like, we're two different people and we want two different services just doesn't grasp some people.
We've got a long way to go, though, Ademo. I mean, there's a lot of people that love the police and they just think they can do no wrong, and it doesn't matter, like you said, what you show them. And I think that really kind of brings me around to one of the points I wanted to make about the Free State Project and why it's such an important idea. There's actually some mention of the Free State Project in this Reddit thread and some of the activists in Manchester and Keene, for instance, and, you know, lots of hate, obviously, being spewed about it. But there's not much they can do besides hate, really. It must be frustrating to the status, to the institutionalized person who loves what is going on around them, who appreciates when the police crush people's innocent people's heads. It must be frustrating to them when liberty-minded people are, when the feeling is that you're being overwhelmed, that there are so many activists out there that it's bothering you so much. Eventually, those people are going to go away, I have a feeling. They're just going to give up. And I think that the more people that we can get to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the sooner along that will happen. Because the more these statists, these arch statists, perceive that there are activists in every corner of their existence. They're at the city council meetings. They're out at the, you know, the state house.
Right, they're
out in the
streets.
They're chalking. They're disobeying. They're refusing to do what the officers
tell
them to do.
They're in our system.
Right, and there's no shortage of news articles about it. And then they start winning court cases and winning elections. I mean, eventually they're just going to realize that they can't possibly win this, don't you think? And they're going to go somewhere else.
I would hope so, or see their jobs for what they are. Because, you know, I don't think any officer who actually sat down and was logical about what he was doing could argue it. You know, I think that they're fine with it, and they think, you know, for a certain aspect of it that, you know, I got to do a little bad to do a lot of good. But, you know, if you really sat down and thought about it, I don't know many who would keep it.
So if you're a cop defender and you can defend the police officer who swings Derek J's door open for no reason whatsoever, besides the fact that he wanted to sniff the car out, I think, if you can defend that, you're welcome to. Or defend, you know, the inspection scam, 855-450-FREAK. That's all that inspections are. Just a scam to get business to the repair shacks. It's Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA drops, the chemical-free superfood.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
On an 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that wait for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Adamo.
Adamo's here from copblock.org. We're taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, want to remind you about statelesssweets.com. Now, Adamo, you've been in jail for several months, a few months at least, and there was a good batch of stateless sweets that got dropped off here. Unfortunately, obviously, they don't let that sort of thing into jail. So I was asking you during the break if you had actually had the opportunity to try some stateless sweets. Do you recall?
I had. I believe it was before Pork Fest. Some were sent here. I don't know if someone took
That's
them
true.
Or
yep.
It was just for the activity center. So.
They are very, very tasty, and they're made completely without state involvement. There's no, you know, FDA approval process or, you know, USDA governmental bureaucrats overseeing the operation. It's just Jillian in her kitchen making delicious things.
I remember them being delicious,
yeah.
You know.
And And, in fact, she even made one just for you, Ademo. While you were in jail, she began marketing the free Ademo Salted Almond Caramel Chew, which is still available on her menu at statelesssweets.com. So it may not be too late to get your hands on the free Ademo Salted Almond Caramel Chew, where 20% of the profits, I believe, went into your commissary account.
Wonderful. That, I appreciate that. I'll have to thank her, and it sounds delicious.
Right, and let's see, that's not all, of course. There's fudge, there's English toffee, there's cinnamon caramel, which is particularly interesting. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Cashew brittle, walnut fudge. I mean, she's got a bunch of different options here. She's got sriracha lollipops. Now, this one I have not tried yet. But she did send a variety of things over to us. So head over to statelesssweets.com. She even takes Bitcoin. So, again, statelesssweets.com. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. William is listening in Dallas. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ademo.
Hey, I'm glad you're out, Ademo.
That's good to be out. Thanks.
Hey, William, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to say, like, as I was having a discussion with one of my coworkers, and we're talking about public school and it's not me the best, and I'd like to opt out of paying for it.
Mm.
And one of his comments is, well, how would the kids get educated? And,
right, because no one cares about children.
No one cares about education.
Yeah, no one cares about their neighbors.
If it wasn't for the government, we wouldn't have children, right? Because we'd be so bad at taking care of them.
You know, this was the sentiment during the recent candidates forum that happened earlier this week in Keene. I was a part of that because I'm running for a state rep. And so during the candidates forum, the viewpoint that was presented by the Democrats that I'm running against as a libertarian, the viewpoint was essentially that, well, if we didn't have the force of government, that no one would care about each other. And I just... That's not my view of the world, and it's sad that people see the world that way, but there are a lot of people out there who believe that humans are not good, that humans are not good by nature, and somehow government's going to change all that, that somehow those not good people are not going to get into government. It's ridiculous.
Well, sometimes you have to remind people that laws don't actually stop anyone from doing anything. They try to scare people from doing things. You know, but drunk driving, drug sales, whatever, the most commonly violated laws are always broken. Making the law doesn't stop the activity. You know, like a guy in jail said to me, I hate starting every story like that. I should just assume for the next minute that every person I talked to in the last couple of months has been in jail. But he said, well, if there were no laws, because he found out that I was an anarchist or a voluntarist, like mm-hmm. as I prefer to say. And no laws is the only part of the whole story he heard. And he's like, no laws, and everyone's going to kill each other. And I was like, yeah, because there's a law against killing right now, so nobody does it. You know, that's how this works. You know, that's why this jail was built. That's why we're all here, because making laws stops actual criminal activity or people from doing that thing. And it's just not true.
No, it isn't true. And I like what you were saying earlier, too, Ian, about, like, you know, if humans are just so bad and terrible and all that and everything that we have to all be forced to do good things. That I get a little personal example, which this is probably pretty minor on a scale of things that people do, for other people out of the kindness of their hearts. But I have a cousin who's very sick and, he's spent a lot of time in the hospital and he's at the Ronald McDonald House.
Hmm.
And
private charity, by the way.
Yeah, is it a private charity? I don't know that much about
it. Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, it's a very nice place. I mean, they take really good care of the people and everything. And
there's a hint at who's behind that charity in the name of the charity.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Right.
I like their food, but I sure like their house. But
right.
Anyway, so I arrived there to visit my cousin, and I was hungry, and I didn't ask for any food because I didn't want to, I wasn't staying there, but... I was like, man, that's some good food. You know, you could tell it was homemade pork chops and salads and all this stuff.
Not chicken nuggets? I wasn't going to do it, but just the stuff you said, chicken nuggets.
Well, I didn't know what I was going to come into. I was expecting kind of a cafeteria type thing, hopefully on par with, Golden Corral or something. But these mm-hmm. were people. Anyway, to kind of find out, these are just people who just show up there, and I don't know if they take food as a donation or they bring their own. I don't know all the details, but they go up there and cook, and they help play with the kids. And of course, these kids are very sick, and it's very depressing. It could be depressing. The kids seeing sick children, but these people just come. They don't get paid one cent. and they come there and treat treat my cousin like my cousin is paying them a lot of money.
They're not there because the government made them do it. They're there because they actually care about fellow human beings.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, not because of the government at all. You know, this was in the evening, about after 6, and I don't have any idea. These people didn't look like people who didn't work. It seemed like they were probably people who got off their job or maybe took that day off. Who knows? It was.
Thanks for sharing your story tonight, William. Was there more?
That's basically it. It was very touching.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you go to nh-liberty.info, you can see the video of the candidates forum that I was talking about earlier. And look, if people really are bad, like some folks believe, some folks in politics certainly, and people around everywhere, if you believe that people are bad, then you don't want to have government. Because then government allows bad people to have power, right? So that would make bad people even worse. If bad people are able to access the ability to control others, as opposed to just being, if you're just bad on your own, then you're just bad on your own and people can deal with you as is necessary. But if you're bad and you've got troops at your command, if you're bad and you've got the cops at your command, then that can take your, you know, evil and multiply
it. Exactly. It's a vehicle to, you know, create even more evil, you know, like... what was Hitler without, you know, all the institutions of government, these tanks?
He'd have just been a crazy kook shouting from a soapbox on, you know, Main Street.
Right, that, like, the people in his direct vicinity would have had to deal with. Instead, the world had to deal with this man, you know.
And it comes back to what Larkin Rose talks about in his book, The Greatest Superstition, or The Most Dangerous Superstition, excuse me, which is the belief in authority.
Which was denied into the jail.
I'm so disappointed in that.
I know.
Your jail
was
terrible.
I know.
It was on the book card in Cheshire.
Nope, not allowed. Denied. Twice.
So 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls. Harry is listening in the Philippines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Harry.
Hey, Harry. I'm from the Philippines. I'm not sure how many people you get from outside U.S., like callers.
But, well, every now and then it happens.
From the Philippines.
I don't recall the last time someone called from the Philippines, so welcome. What was on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, you guys have a lot of... You guys have one of the biggest governments with police and stuff like that. But, you know, it's so much harder. I just wanted to point out that it's so much harder to argue for the free market, like, in a third world, quote-unquote, third world country like mine, where, you know, it's shaken by poverty. It's so much harder to argue for the free market. You know, it's a socialist agenda, you know, in our government. And I'm a libertarian, and just, like, I can count, you know, there's just a handful of libertarians in the Philippines.
Man, I believe it. I'd love to hear more about your experience here. If you want to hang on, we can bring it back here in a moment. Tell us more what it's like living down there and trying to talk about freedom with folks. Because it ain't easy here. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Up here, if you suggest getting rid of the aggression of the state, people believe that it will become a third world. That it's the state that has given us all the wonderful things that we have and take for granted. Which, of course, is total nonsense. 855-450-FREE, it's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Life. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Life. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then what you can do is you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and when you do that, you'll be able to enter to Amazon. There are three different Amazons that are available, one for Canada, another for the UK, and another for the US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping done. Get whatever it is you're looking for, whether it's for somebody else for the upcoming holiday gift-giving season or something just for you. You can go and get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff you're looking for, probably get a great deal because it's Amazon, and help Free Talk Live at the same time because FTL gets a cut when you enter and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls. We've got Harry on the line listening in the Philippines. And Harry, you were talking about how difficult it is, or you feel that it's more difficult in the Philippines to talk to people about the ideas of liberty. Now, can you tell me more about that?
Well, yeah, of course. Well, it started libertarianism here. You know, it shows how powerful the Ron Paul movement was. It still is. Like, just there's a handful of libertarians now here because of Ron Paul, and that's, you know, it shows how Ron Paul transcends U.S. borders, like his message. And now I know about Mises and anarcho-capitalism and Rothbard. It was all because of Ron Paul. Mm. But in a country like mine, where it's, you know, it's so poverty-stricken, where it's so easy to assume that socialism or the state can provide solutions or healthcare or, you know, cure, you know, heal poverty, it's just so much harder to fight for. Like, you guys have, like, a lot of tanks and a lot of movement events, and, you know, you have podcasts like Free Talk Live. Here in the Philippines, here in my country, there's, like, nothing. And it's so much harder.
Do you guys even have talk radio in the Philippines?
No, not at all. Yeah, well, I'm using the internet, yeah.
No, but do you actually have, like, radio, talk radio stations? Because I know that talk radio generally doesn't exist out in the form it does outside of the U.S.
Yeah. I think so, too.
You do not? Okay, I imagine that means you don't have it.
And how? And why would you say you don't have some of, like you said, the talk radio shows and the ways that the ideas of liberty are expanded here, there? Is it directly because of the government, or is it because of, like...
People are too poor?
Right. Which is probably cause of government.
No, I think it's because, like... I know we'll all, this is very debatable, but the U.S. Constitution are like conservative. You have that. I know this is, yeah, I understand.
We're going to have to let you go. Your phone is not good, I'm afraid. It sounds like you're on a voice over IP line or a really bad cell phone. But, Harry, I appreciate hearing from you. Maybe you can clear. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You know, what can you do?
You're trying hard.
What can you do? Let's continue, though. We've got Joseph calling from OC Cali Cop Block. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and a Demo.
Hey, Demo, how are you?
I'm doing good. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, it's good that you're out, and welcome back to sort of the free world.
The freer world, I like to call it, but what's on your mind?
I just wanted to know if you, how experience went in jail, and, if you did any kind of outreach and what the morale was like in the cells.
Well, I mean, I talked a lot about this last week, and I hope to get some other information up on the website.
It was Saturday, wasn't it? Saturday night?
I believe it was Saturday night.
Yeah, so if you go to freetalklive.com, because you had a party on Friday, so you didn't come here Friday.
Right.
So if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll get a lot about a demo if you click on Saturday's show, which was, I don't know what day that was, but it was Saturday. So if you download Saturday's
episode, like the 13th or something like that,
then you'll be able to get, literally, we talked about it for, it seemed like almost the whole show, or at least a good bulk of it. But go ahead and give them a quick recap.
Yeah, to sum it up, I mean, I had talked a lot about, the CO inmates relationship, as well as like the idea of the inmates. We were even talking about it earlier on today's show. And the morale there for me, it's an emotional roller coaster ride. Like, some days you're like, you're in the routine and it is what it is and you're fine. And the other day is like, it's just like any other, inside or outside stress can get to you. But it seemed to me that, like, always, like, the other inmates were, like, more fine with, like, doing time than, I was. I'm like, I'm here for Chuck and this. And, even though these victims offenders, they're like, it is what it is. And they're more, like, accepting.
Some of them feel like they deserve it.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is, like, more of that institutionalization.
Right. And so, that gets you for a little bit. There wasn't a day where you're not, like, taken back by something or some sort of statement, but... Again, glad to be out in the freer world, or the, like one friend called it, the larger pen.
Yeah, exactly.
The open range,
the
or free range prison.
So, Joseph, what else did you have on your mind tonight? How's everything going out cop blocking in California? I see you're calling from Orange County.
Oh, it's slowed down a little bit. It seems like after everything happened, I live in Anaheim. We had those two shootings of one of them was unarmed. I'm not so sure about the other, but. Ever since then, things have slowed down a bit, and people have returned to their daily lives, and I still do what I can. I've got a full-time job, but if I ever see any kind of activity, of course, I, pull the cell phone out and record it. Luckily, they leave us alone. They let us do what we want to do, as long as we're not interfering. But everything's nice and smooth, and we try to keep busy as much as we can and do our outreach.
Great. Do you have any plans to escape from California at some point?
Oh, yeah. I want to head out to Colorado.
Oh, cool.
Well, it's halfway here.
Yeah, it's getting the right direction.
Closer.
Yeah, I was looking at New Hampshire, but, it's a big stretch, a big jump for the whole family. I've got a wife and a son, and, we want to bring their family out. It's a whole new life out that way. At least we know somebody in Colorado for right now.
Well, I would say that there's a lot of people here that would like to get to know you if that was the case. I think the concern that there's nobody that you know in New Hampshire. The experience I've had from talking to people who've moved here is that they generally say that they feel like they've come home. They feel like they found family members and friends that have always been their friends, but they've never known who they were previous to moving here. So I wouldn't say that there's no one you know here. There's just no one you know yet here.
And with, you know, the social networks and Shire Society forums, I mean, the freekeen.com, there's, you know.
You can start getting to know people now.
Yeah, I, you know, came out just being gone 3 months and four or five new people, and they're like, oh, hi. No, but I'd already talked to them
right
before, you know, or met them at Porkfest or Liberty Forum, and so you get to know people before you even get here.
Hey, good luck if you end up in Colorado. Thanks for the call tonight. Keep us in the loop as to what's going on with the cop lock in your area of the world. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So come back around because of that to the discussion about the Free State Project. Crossed, by the way, the 13,000 signer threshold earlier this week, which
right.
is a big deal. And you can, of course, go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But I was listening to a different show earlier today, and an activist I have a lot of respect for, John Bush from the Austin, Texas area, was talking about how they're going to start a Lone Star Liberty or Lone Star Libertopia or something like that.
This is like a conference or...
No, they want to... It's another Free State Project idea. So kind of like there's a Free State Project Wyoming that hasn't really panned out. There was a guy here a few weeks ago visiting who spent 7 years in Wyoming for Free State Wyoming and was pretty bummed that it hadn't really gone anywhere. It's basically a bunch of people who kind of moved and they keep to themselves. And
there's something in like the Tennessee, Carolina area.
There was supposed to be the Free Southwest project, which never really seemed to materialize into anything. They were supposed to, I think, pick a destination, and then they ended up deciding, let's just free the whole Southwest or something like that. I don't know. I haven't heard anything from them in quite a while. There was Free State Europe, which kind of stalled out pretty early on, didn't really go anywhere. And again, Free State Wyoming's probably the most successful imitator of the Free State Project in that there are actually people. There is actually a website that's, you know, got somewhat recent information on it, and people have actually moved for it, like a few dozen folks right. have actually moved for it. But, you know, the problem with Wyoming is it's so damn big.
It is huge.
There aren't a lot of people there, but it's so big. If you want to go to the state house to testify on something, you're talking about a four-hour drive from a lot of places.
Or all day, yeah. You want a kitty corner that state, it might take you a whole day. It is huge.
So there's that factor, and there are a number of other things. But, you know, if people are just moving there for the let's get away from it all factor, that doesn't really hearken much of an activism movement. And I think that John Bush is a killer activist, and there are definitely some great activists down in the Austin area. But to me, it's all about the numbers. And in the Austin area, you've got more people in the metro than New Hampshire has in the whole state. How is anybody going to have an impact in a state of 25 million people? I don't understand.
It's going to be tough. I mean, I see both sides of this. Yeah, I can understand, like, some people, like, they just got their foothold in, like, an area or something like that. And I think that, you know.
Well, who wants to pull up stakes? Who wants to take the time and the effort to make the move to another place? I mean, I'm sure all of us would have loved to have had the Free State Project chosen as the state in which we were living.
You could probably say a lot of positive things about having more people nearby, too, as opposed. I mean, I understand New York City, 5 million, you might be in trouble, but, you know, it can go either way.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, I hope it works out for them. Maybe it will because it's warmer and they'll get a whole bunch of movers and you know, we'll have to eat our shoes and move down there. I don't know. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.